Brought to you by Ladybird.
Words with Peter and Jane. 9B. Peter's new kite. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by James Clements. Illustrated by Martin Kane. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter and Jane were on holiday at Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack's house.
"We have to go back home soon," said Jane. "Do holidays always have to end? I wish we could stay for a few more days."
"Me too,"
said Peter.
"But we have to go back to school."
"Yes, our teachers would miss us,"
said Jane. "Your mum and dad would too," said Uncle Jack. "Why don't we go to the new cafe for dinner?" asked Uncle Jack.
"Can we?"
said Peter and Jane. "Why not? I'll call them and book a place for us. Your mum and dad may want to meet us there when they come to pick you up," said Uncle Jack.
"I think they would,"
said Jane. Uncle Jack called the cafe to book a place for dinner.
"Are we going to go out in Tom's boat today?"
Peter asked. "The wind may be blowing too fast for that," said Uncle Jack. "We can always go another time."
"I wish the wind was not blowing so fast,"
said Peter.
"We could write about our holiday for our homework,"
said Jane.
"I know,"
said Peter.
"Why don't we make my kite?"
Peter had a new stunt kite. He found the box for the kite and turned it over. He started reading the back of it.
"Why are you reading that?"
Jane asked.
"I want to learn how to make it,"
said Peter.
"Let's just start,"
said Jane.
"Would you pass that bit, please?"
asked Peter.
"I think it should go that way,"
said Jane. Peter turned the bit over and put it in place.
"We did it!"
Peter said.
"Can we take my new kite to the park before dinner, Aunt Liz?"
The park was just over the road. Aunt Liz said they could go if they wished.
"Why don't we call for Erin on the way?"
said Jane. Erin wasn't at home, but Peter and Jane found her at the park with her friend Emily.
"That's why you weren't at home,"
said Jane.
"I think you just missed me,"
said Erin.
"Look at my new red stunt kite,"
said Peter.
"Mum and Dad gave me money to buy it."
"It may be too windy for the kite,"
said Erin.
"If it blows away, you'll never get it back.
Let me help you with the kite, said Emily's dad, Mr. Lamb. You must learn how to make the kite turn.
The kite was very fast in the wind. It turned over and blew another way.
Look how fast my new kite is! It is always twisting and turning,
said Peter. The kite blew all over the place. The wind was blowing too fast. The kite turned over, the strings snapped, and the kite blew away.
Erin did say it was too windy,
Peter said.
I wish we hadn't played with my new kite. I don't have the money to buy another kite.
You may not have to buy another kite, Peter,
said Aunt Liz.
If we run fast, we may well get this kite back.
They were all running after the kite as it sailed over their heads. It blew one way and another way very fast. They were always too slow to catch it.
The wind is just too fast. The kite is always being blown to another place,
said Mr. Lamb.
We'll never catch it,
said Peter. The kite blew all the way out of the park and over the road. They saw the kite blow down another road.
I think we should go that way,
Peter said.
It's always too fast. I wish it would just stay in one place,
said Aunt Liz.
Well, I think we should all be fit when we do catch the kite,
said Mr. Lamb.
We're running all over the place.
The kite blew off down another road and over to the beach. The kite soared over the sand and landed in the sea.
We'll never get it back now,
said Peter. Erin said,
Could we call Dad? He could get Peter's kite back in his boat.
Mr. Lamb called Erin's dad, Tom. Tom said that he would head over to help them find the kite. Soon, the children could see Tom on his boat. Tom could see the kite in the water, and he fished it out. Tom held the kite up so Peter could see it. Peter was very pleased that he wouldn't have to buy another kite.
You found my new kite! It looked like we would never get it back!
Peter yelled. They were all pleased that the kite did not get left in the sea.
My teacher, Mrs. Rahim, says you must never put plastic in the sea. You should always take your rubbish back home with you,
said Peter.
My teacher says that too,
said Erin.
That's a good thing to learn from your teachers,
said Mr. Lamb.
I can think of another place to go to learn about the sea,
said Aunt Liz.
It's not too far away.
The sea zoo? I have always wanted to go to that place. Can we go now?
Asked Peter. Peter, Jane and Aunt Liz headed to the sea zoo, and Mr. Lamb, Emily and Erin walked Kit back home.
We could write about what we learn in our homework books,
said Jane. Peter and Jane learned many new things about the sea. They learned why plastic must never be put in the sea too.
It was good that we picked up all that mess we found when we were at Krish and Rohan's house,
said Jane.
I think we could pick up rubbish on the beach here too, if we come and stay another time,
said Peter. Peter and Jane wished they could stay all day, but they had to head home.
You learned many new things,
Aunt Liz said. On the way out, there was a shop. Aunt Liz gave them some money to buy things. Peter saw a book to buy with his money.
Mrs. Rahim will like this,
he said. Jane spent her money on a new pen. Peter and Jane were back at Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack's place. They pulled out their homework books to write about their holiday for their teachers.
I am telling Mr. Bell how fast your kite was,
said Jane.
I am writing about Mr. Lamb and Tom helping us,
said Peter.
We should head to the new cafe to meet your mum and dad for dinner now,
Aunt Liz called to them. They all walked down the road.
My friend, Mrs. Westwood, runs the cafe. She always cooks dinner so well,
said Aunt Liz.
We could learn some new cooking tips from Mrs. Westwood,
said Jane. Peter was walking very fast.
Why are you going so fast? Asked Uncle Jack.
I would just like to eat dinner soon,
said Peter. At the new cafe, Mrs. Westwood greeted Aunt Liz.
You look so well,
said Mrs. Westwood. Mum and Dad were not there yet. Uncle Jack called them and Mum said they should be there soon.
We are on our way. We are going as fast as we can,
said Mum. Mum and Dad found the cafe and they all had dinner. Mrs. Westwood was a very good cook.
Well, I am full now,
said Aunt Liz.
Let's head back home.
I think we should buy dinner to thank you for looking after Peter and Jane,
said Mum.
We are always pleased to have them to stay,
said Uncle Jack.
They are always very good.
Back at the flat, they all sat down for hot drinks, and Aunt Liz walked in with something to eat.
If you're not full yet, I cooked this treat today. It's from the cookbook you gave me, Jane,
said Aunt Liz.
I think it turned out well.
It did, said Uncle Jack. Well, who wants the first slice?
Me!
Yelled Peter. As Dad put the bags in the car, Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack called out to Peter and Jane.
Would you like to come back soon?
They said.
We would!
Peter and Jane called back. Soon they were on their way up the road. Back at home, Dad parked the car on the road and the children hopped out. Tess was pleased that they were back.
I'm glad you had fun, with Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack,
Dad said.
We always do,
said Jane.
I wish we could have stayed another few days.
Dad kissed her head.
We will go back there on another holiday soon, he said.
The next day, the children called Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack to thank them. They were going back to school soon, so they pulled out their homework books one more time to write about their holiday.
Your teachers should be pleased with all the writing you did on holiday,
Mum said, looking over their homework. Peter and Jane couldn't wait to get back to school.